now back to above my pay grade.
Oh, shit, that's professional, right, Jim?
Sounded good.
Hell yeah, above my pay grade podcast. This is a pretty cool moment for the show, guys. Our first guest. We bring to the podcast our guest this week, the host of the Talking Boxing with Billy C show. It's Billy C, everyone. Yes.
Glad to be here.
Thank you.
Expecting a live audience.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing good, guys. How you doing?
Good. Why don't since we're doing this cross promotion thing, why don't you tell our fans about your show?
Well, my show is We Talk Boxing.
And, oh, okay. Thanks. Have a good one, Bill.
Yeah. And it's pretty much been going on for the last couple of decades. And we're everything about, I don't know why, I'm so used to talking in this, I don't have to right now. But we're everything about boxing, the latest news, the history and future of boxing presented in an entertaining way.
There you go.
What do you got coming up on the show this week? Anything good?
I'm going to talk about the fight this past weekend. Boots Innis fought some schlep that they threw him in with, and you know they're now putting him on the top. They're actually saying, Jeremy, you're going to be shocked to hear this, but I was actually sticking up for Floyd Mayweather today.
Oh God,
because
officially froze over. That's so funny. He froze when I said hell froze over.
Yeah,
never fought anybody, so that's going to be one of the topics. And then I have a bare knuckle boxer coming on. I'm going to ask him why he insists upon getting his face smashed in. Yeah. So we'll see about that.
Now, is he part of the bare knuckle boxing, like the official, like whatever that big federation is that's going
on?
Now?
Yeah,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he signed with them, and he's making his pro debut. He's a young kid. I'm from England, so I'm dying to see about him.
I think some of those that brings it back to street fighting.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's, they don't want to wear gloves. They want to go at it.
So. It's brutal. I actually, for the first time last week, watched, you know, a whole match, and it's brutal. It's like Tom Molineaux days. Hey, speaking of Tom Molineaux, if you're looking for a book on him, just go to Amazon and, you know. Anyway.
Billy's always
selfless plug.
You know, I had a great sandwich with barbecue sauce. Hey, you know, speaking of barbecue sauce, don't forget Billy C's world famous barbecue sauce.
I like that.
Yeah,
a little self-promotion. Yeah, nothing
you
wrong
gotta
with
do
that.
What you got to do. I mean, hey, thanks to you, Jeremy, I'm up to 2 hits now on my on TikTok. TikTok.
I helped Billy get nice. I convinced him to set up a TikTok.
There you go.
Hey, yeah, Billy. You know, I mean, Jimmy, I'm waiting for you to join too. I mean, come on, get us to the big number 3. You know?
Yeah, come on, throw him a light, Jimmy.
I just don't go on there enough. I admit I'm older.
Apparently, no one else does either.
Bill, funny enough, every time Jimmy wants to check our numbers, I have to resend him the link to our own TikTok.
Yeah, it's bad.
He's like, I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
I'm like, it's our TikTok.
Well, apparently, people that follow boxing are just like Jimmy.
I'm telling you, it's bad. So Billy, I know that you recently got inducted to the Boxing Hall of Fame. Congratulations on that. What was that like for you? I mean, what was that experience like?
Well, which one are you referring to?
Exactly. I heard two, actually.
Yeah.
We just couldn't remember the states.
I had to throw that. Well, you know, first and foremost, you know, when I keep talking into this. First and foremost, when I got inducted in the New York one, you know, Jeremy let me down. He had some kind of operation or some crap. You know, I mean, some people do anything to get out of going to the city.
He transitioned over to a woman.
That's it.
But really, the Florida one was really nice, and I never thought I'd get in there. It was a big time ceremony, second to the International Boxing Hall of Fame. So it was a great honor on both. Actually,
that's awesome.
Nice. Very nice.
Very cool. Well, Bill, you know, we talk work, we talk jobs, we talk all anything, you know, career related in at this wacky podcast. Here's my question. What's the worst job you've ever had? I know it's not hosting Talking Boxing. That's the best job. We've seen the limos. We've seen the Rolls Royces. We've seen the gold chains. That's not the worst. So what's the worst job you've ever had?
The worst job I ever had. When we first started this show, I worked for this tyrant producer. I mean, he was awful. Okay. He made us do this crazy stuff. I have nightmares over it now. I don't want to mention his name.
Oh, really? I heard that guy still does shit for free for you once in a while.
JC,
you should watch your fucking mouth.
This is getting awkward.
But in all honesty, I've been pretty blessed because I've never really hated a job. The one I hated the most probably when I was younger, I was a dishwasher. I lasted for like 3 days and that was it. I said, no,
that was not my thing. I don't like touching plates with other people's food on it. Grosses me.
I didn't like the whole thing, you know.
I didn't
like any of it, you know. It was terrible. I changed my mind on what I was aspiring to be the best dishwasher that I ever saw. But after 3 days, I said, I'm going to go into something else.
I'm going to retire.
I'm telling you, I had a job like that. Yeah. I worked at Denny's as a dishwasher. And let me tell you, it was, hey, if you saw the movie Waiting, it was just like that. Literally just like, I was T-Dog, basically. Basically, the whippets and stuff like, it was crazy. Absolutely insane. My first day, I got to tell you about my first day.
Yeah, go
off on a tangent. Sitting there, young, don't know any better. It's probably my second job besides being at a gas station. I was young and I remember sitting there and they're like, it's time to throw the garbage out. I'm like, all right. There's like four people. All right, go ahead, throw the garbage out. They're like, no, you don't understand. We have to throw the garbage out. I'm like, I got to throw the garbage out with you, I guess. Yeah, yeah. Come on out. Okay. So we're taking out garbage bags. I'm thinking this is, normal. Now remember, this is way back in the 90s. All of a sudden we get to the dumpster. There's a whole bunch of us. They pull out two joints. I'm like, oh my God, here we go.
So Jimmy was hoping to get raped, but it didn't work.
Damn it.
I thought he was going to touch my dingle.
And it was all downhill from there. But I saw some of the nastiest shit as a dishwasher in Denny's. Just straight out nasty.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that. So we could all eat dinner tonight.
3 days I lasted.
3 days. Yeah. Hey, that's three more than I would have lasted.
You know, I probably would have lasted a little longer if they broke out the joints. That's all I'm saying.
That's why I stayed.
I tell you what, I hate dishes so much that I try to avoid them in my own house, let alone, going to a restaurant to do it.
Well, I was so scarred. All I eat off of paper plates now.
Yeah. I love the paper plates. I'm a big fan.
It eliminates the dishwasher.
Yeah. Oh, you want a rim shot? Oh,
I like that. I like that.
I thought I had a rim shot. Damn it. I don't know where it went. There.
Hey, listen. Keep it in your pants. We don't need any rim shots.
Yeah. Whoa, Jeremy. Clean that keyboard while you're at it. So, Billy, any horrible boss stories you got for us? I mean, I know the horrible job, but this has to be one of those bosses that you're just like, man, I'll never want to be that person.
The job and the boss with that producer was pretty synonymous. I mean, it was pretty bad. You know?
That's so weird. I see him logging into the Gmail right now and deleting all your production.
Wow.
the expectations personal, guys. The roof. You know, I mean, I didn't know what a microphone was. But the worst boss? It's hard, Jimmy. I've been self-employed for most of my life. You put me on.
So basically, the worst boss is him. You know, is yourself.
I know. I am the worst.
How to be a boss from when you were younger, and you sat there and you're like, man, I never want to be like that asshole. That guy was a prick.
That had to be rich. When I worked,
I'll
bleep that out.
When I worked down at Tech. And he just thought, who the F he was, young guy, I was in the computer business and it was in its infancy. Like there was no such thing as PCs yet. That had come out a year later. But and he was just an arrogant little prick. But aside from that, really
pretty lucky.
Yeah, I have been.
That's good. Fun fact, Bill used to build computers. So the first computer I ever saw internet porn on was made by Bill.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, I strive to really attain goals, and whatever they are. You know,
he really met the customer where they were. You know, Bill, when was the last time you were on a job interview? Like, were you like 12?
No, when I went to work a couple of years back, I actually went on an interview.
Okay, I was gonna say because
an in-person interview.
There you go. There you go. We wanted to run a couple job interview questions by you. We thought that would be kind of fun.
Shoot.
So we asked AI for the worst ones, of course, right? So, you know, Bill, what's your greatest weakness? What do you think your greatest weakness is?
My greatest weakness is trying to succeed too much is my greatest weakness. There you
go. I tried too hard. Yeah. What about where do you see yourself in 5 years, Bill?
Well, hopefully I still have all my teeth, and in 5 years, I'm going to be pretty old. I probably see myself right here, to be honest with you.
All right, I just lost $50 to Jimmy. Said, I bet you when we ask him this, he's going to go, I'll probably be dead.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but that's what came to mind first.
Jimmy, you got any interview questions for Bill before we bring him aboard at Above My Pay Grade?
So I'm going to be honest with you. This is a question that I actually asked someone, me and this other person.
Would you tell on me if I came in the if I came in the bathroom with you?
If we went in the woods. No, I'm kidding. No, it was a question that we did ask, and we were kind of egged on to do it because the father was a ball buster. He's a great guy. God rest his soul. He did pass on. If you had to make a balloon animal, what animal would you make and why did you pick that animal?
Interesting.
You really asked that question.
We asked that question. And we got the same reaction, Bill, as you just gave us now from the kid. And he was young.
I can't make any. I'd probably make. I can't make any balloon animals. So
you want me to answer it?
He actually said the same thing, Bill. And this is how we counteracted that. We're like, well, if you could,
Bill,
if you were a master at making balloon animals, why would you? What? Tell us the animal you would make and why.
I don't know. Probably an.
Oh, shit. Now I gotta bleep that out. Oh, shit.
What is that?
Wow.
A problem?
Ooh. Wow.
I love it.
This world, I think we're going to delete a lot of these.
Bill's got his podcast going for like 30 years, and he's trying to get ours canceled in the first couple months.
Hey, listen, they tried canceling me, Jared, and it didn't work.
Wow.
Yeah, why'd they try canceling you, Bill? You want to tell them?
Well, there was an untrue story that went circling around. That's all.
Did it involve anyone, I don't know, wearing stockings?
yeah, and shooting heroin, apparently.
Wow.
Man, whoever said that on your show, you probably shouldn't associate with that person anymore.
I know, but sometimes things you just, you can't choose certain things, you know what I mean?
Well, listen, man. We appreciate you coming on. We think it was really cool that you had us on your show. That was our first guest spot. First stop, talking boxing. Next, tonight's show. Yeah, did you hear we got booked?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, oh, cool. Not for that scumbag Jimmy Kimmel, I hope.
So, Bill, how do people find Talking Boxing with Billy C?
Oh, well, they can go to billycboxing.com and get all of the locations that we're at. The easiest thing to do is go to youtube.com/talkinboxing, TALKIN.
Nice.
BOXING.
And the fun part is you could listen or you could watch Talking Boxing. So it's kind of cool. You get to see all the guests and everything, you know?
And you could get the podcast wherever you get your podcast.
You can get the podcast wherever the fuck you want. Oh, wait, hold on. We just have another word from a sponsor. Let me just take a sip. Coca-Cola. I miss the real cocaine.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bill. We just had to get that out there, you know.
Hey, I know. You got it. People got to pay the bills.
Jimmy negotiated like $1 million deal on that. So we just had to.
That's why he's always just sitting in the background smiling, because he's the one with all the money, I can tell.
I love it. I'm just taking it all in.
He comes up with all the new employee questions.
Hey, man, we appreciate it. We'll be tuned in this Wednesday at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock, everyone. Every Wednesday, 5 Eastern. talking boxing.
We've got to learn something from Billy about that.
Yeah, we do.
Just going to put that out there, Jeremy. Oh, we're all over the
place. Bill's always making fun of me that we don't have a time slot.
He is on point with the time slot.
Hey, listen, I forgot all about the time slot tonight, and I was like, oh, no. I better drink some water, really.
Yeah.
Get some coffee going.
Yeah, but I appreciate you having me on, guys.
Of course, man. Take it easy.
Yeah, good seeing you, Billy. Take care, man.
Be good.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Listen, follow, or subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Visit AbovemyPayGradePodcast.com for more info. Now get your ass to work, people.